Hello dear student, welcome again, Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah with you. We start a new chapter, chapter number 7, and this counts on market segmentation in travel and tourism markets. Market plays a very important role because markets only need marketing. So we have to segment them. And this is the topic for the chapter. Like all chapters, in this particular market segmentation chapter, we will be learning on the market segmentation concept in travel and tourism. Like you need to segment market to address, to target, to promote, to sell. Even tourism market needs segmentation, and we will learn of that segmentation, how they are divided. The next is we will know about the various segments in the travel and tourism industry in detail. We'll go through from different type of segments that prevail, exist, are counted or accounted in travel and tourism. We will also learn about the basis of on which the market segmentation is done, how they have been divided, how they have been segregated or counted. And then of course we will know about the industry response to the market segmentation, how the industry respond to that market segmentation, why they have been defined and how it has been taken and acted accordingly. So here we go. All ears to me, I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. So main sectors of travel and tourism industry begins with, first and foremost, is accommodation. Accommodation, as it suggests, not necessarily accommodation only includes hotel, but it takes into account where people stay out of their home environment. So accommodation refers to hotels, lodges, and dharamshalas. Dharamshalas refer to people, to a accommodation provided to people going for religious activities, like what they have, monastery or rabat, where people go and stay. Then we have travel partners and organizers contributing as a main sector. Then we have transport service providers, tourist places, and destination markets. These are the main sectors of travel and tourism industry. About all of this, in our previous chapter, we have learned quite a few detailed information all about this. We will continue further learning about it. We talk about the indicative consumer segment for main sector. So we pick up from hotels, which I have just now explained in detail about hotels, lodges, and dharamshalas. Now, according to individuals and corporates and travelers, this depends on type of clientele they will pick up. So corporate and clientele will look for a city hotel where they have easy access to their business contact. Then visitors on group package tours will go for a family type of a hotel, a boutique hotel, or a hotel that can offer them facilities which are closer to the shopping areas. Then we have got independent travelers or independent vacationer, who generally are quite independent. They are not much concerned about the location as such, but they are concerned with their own facilities that they look forward for. Then we have got the visitors taking weekends. Those who go down there for weekend, possibly they would not like to get connected with much of a day-to-day activities that happen on a daily basis. So they would possibly pick up a resort which itself will be a destination for them. And that is what they look forward to, because they don't want to, they've gone from a busy life and would like to relax. So that's the consumer segment, a special group of people who look. I would give a finest example in form of people going to Mathiran, Lonavala, Mahabaleshwar for a weekend. And they just go from Mumbai on Friday, from Mumbai or Pune on a Friday, spend the night of Friday, spend the night of Saturday, spend some time of the day of Sunday, and then they come back. Monday, they are back into action to go to their offices. These are travelers who go on a weekend. Generally, these type of travelers don't look forward for a long distance travel. And then, of course, conference delegates. This is a special demanding customers, because in a conference, they would like everything to happen in one conference center where they have attached hotels. So these type of travelers are different segment. They are upmarket. Their expectations are more, including the services they demand need to be available in a specific conference center. Some of the countries have finest conference center with accommodation as much as up to 600 to 700 guests staying in a hotel. Very in recent years, for last 10 to 15 years, cruise ships have been picked up as a conference center by many corporates, because in the instead of going for a hotel for a 1 week package as a conference center, they do everything on a cruise ship because they have all the facilities on a cruise ship available. And at the same time, everyone sails on the same ship. As a result, to get them connected is not difficult, as well as their travel time is not required because they are on the same ship. Another market segment that we are looking for are the travel planners and organizers. We all know that travel planners play a very important role, especially for those travelers who don't have much idea about the market. But instead, those travel planners are destination management company with the expertise known to them. And these type of travel planners are going into such facilities which is available. For example, young people, single and couple, and people between the age group to 18 and 35 years of age. Also families with children, working and non-working women, many a time, spouse or a woman goes along with her husband to where her husband is going for a business meeting. And to keep her busy, the working woman would possibly pick up something like a cooking class or possibly go for shopping, etc. So these are an important segment that has picking up momentum these days, because the whole day husband is busy with the business meetings, contacts, conferences, and then the wife is busy with learning about cooking, like people traveling to Bangkok, she can go and look at Thai cooking class, etc., etc. Then, of course, the retired or the senior citizen. Now, this, because of the good health facilities available around, there are good number of senior citizens, and the population of senior citizens is considerably increasing practically in all countries. So this is another segment that has to be addressed for market segmentation. Activities or sport participant who only go for attending a particular sport event. Give an example on this, like people going for cricket matches, any of these sport relevant activity, like football match or Olympic game, or people going for different type of Asian games or Commonwealth game, etc. So these type of segmentation has to be addressed accordingly. And people who look and go for cultural seeker, Like many tourists come to India to learn about the Indian culture. People go down to say, for example, Brazil to learn about the culture related to carnival. Then, of course, another segment is transport service providers or producers. So this could be their passengers will have different type of segmentation in transport also. People with more buying capacity would go for a first class. People who can still afford but not as high as first class would go for a club class, which is a business class passenger, and where at least they have more room available for them as compared to the economy class. And this is the case with many airlines now. Number of airlines around the world have stopped first class operation on their routes. They either offer economy or business class. First class have been eradicated with many carriers now, especially on domestic flight, your business and economy class. In economy also, people have different type of looks. Some people go for premium economy that comes with a lot of facilities on change of reservation, seat selection, etc., etc. And then, of course, people who go on a charter groups. Now, this business on the service provider, not so much seen on the flights. Yes, there are certain people who go on a chartered flight also, but not for tourists. As it is popular in Europe that a lot of tourists go through the charter flights only, which are not scheduled, especially people coming down to Portugal, coming to Spain, or coming to Morocco. And many years back, and even now, some of the charter flights come to Maldives, to Goa, etc., etc. And then there is a market segment called Apex. Apex is an abbreviation used for advance purchase excursion, which means you have planned something, you would like to block those seats, at the same time pay for it. So maybe you book and purchase an Apex fare or Apex program, flights, whatever, as well as much in advance. So you're booking, say, in the month of October and November, and you purchase something for the summer of the following month. Could be anything starting in April or March. So these advanced purchase excursion type of a clientele who even book their tours 1 year in advance. Yes, there are a lot of tour operators in Europe. They come up with their brochures. For, say, example, they would have come up with their brochures for 2026, long time back. And they are now working for a brochure to come out for 2027. This is all advanced purchase. And then we have got another segment, tourist places, destination marketers, who destination marketers refers to destination, which only market specific thing only. They are not involved in anything else. Someone will be promoting, like there are a lot of destination marketers in, and they are private people. They are from the hoteliers and airline and the tour operators group that they support. For example, New York Convention Bureau. That's a destination promoter. They will only be promoting New York. They know nothing about other parts. Then we have got local resident in the areas who offer travel-related services or support to passengers. Some of the people love to stay with us, what we call it, a homestay. That's also is another segment of the market where a lot of people are trying and going to stay on that. Moving further, we have day visitors. We have understood the term day visitor, which means they don't spend the night at the destination they are going. They would take a return flight, like travelers coming in from London, going to France by underground train, and then they return the same day. Example of Mumbai people going on a daily basis to day visitors. I'm sorry, I'm talking about the traveler who go from Mumbai to, say, Bangalore for a business meeting and return. So they, he or she is a day visitor only, not spending time there. Another one is domestic tourist. This is another strong market segment for countries like India and other countries where these domestic tourists are a strong support for their sales and marketing, because the numbers speak for themselves. And we have these domestic tourists who have contributed to the growth of tourism and hospitality industry, say like in India, for example, or China. These domestic tourists are a great support for their local tourism industry. And we have experienced this during the COVID. The domestic tourists supported our tourism industry to survive when international traffic was banned. Not to forget the foreign tourists who keep coming, visiting. For this, I must share with you that on the number one position so far sits France. They have over 100 million tourists, starting from 75, 80 million. And now they have reached to as much as 100 million. And France has been sitting on number one position for a number of years. And what they do? They have foreign tourists. Certain countries have put restriction. For example, Venice in Italy has put up a restriction that only X number of people can enter Venice on a daily basis. Rest can come on the following day if they don't find it. And this has been picking up momentum by restricting arrival of tourists, foreign tourists, so that there is no loss to the environment, no damage to sustainable tourism, at the same time, no support, or rather, no to mass tourism. The foreign tourists are being controlled accordingly. And then, of course, the educational groups that they go, schools, college, educational students that go as a market segmentation. All these market segmentation that I now counted on and shared with you are the contributor and constitute an important segment which needs special address, special marketing practices, special addition to their requirements, special attention, a special product to be offered. Special means to be addressed separately, not including, because they may be in numbers, they may be needing certain things. For example, a group of tourists who comes to an XYZ country, new country, may not like whatever is, say, I will give a practical example. A group of tourists or business travelers, I'm sorry, this is the real instance. Business travelers coming in from Saudi Arabia to Dubai for a business meet, they announce that we don't want in the Frigidaire alcohol to be put while we are staying in the hotel. And all the beer cans and miniature alcohol bottles were removed. That's a market segment. The hotel that provided has gone for that. And likewise, Taj Group Hotel run one particular, they are the flag administrating hotel in Dera, Dubai. And that's the only property of Taj where to meet the requirements, it's a five-star property. There the segment is they don't want alcohol in the hotel. So despite being under Taj Group management, that hotel has no alcohol, because the market segmentation who stay there are high-end consumers who pay the highest price. They don't want alcohol to be shown in the hotel rooms or any such pub or bar in the hotel. And they are doing full. It's a market segment. Like, for example, let me give another example. It has been announced that around Ayodhya, around Mount Abu, which are holy places for Jains and Hindus, there will be no restaurant that will serve non-vegetarian food. So you don't find anything there around. It's a market segment that has been addressed. This is what consumers want. So with this, I hope you have understood the importance and indicative consumer segments' importance, why they have to be considered. Every market has its own requirement, and accordingly, the service provider need to deliver into their product as well as approach into their marketing. So segmentation, as we have been talking, picked up different type of segmentation, went into detail onto understanding of it. Now we know further into going about the definition. So market segmentation as such is the process of identifying group of buyers of the total market with different desires. That's the market segmentation. Understanding, identifying different type of buyers with different desires, what they want. And if you want that market segment to be your customer, to be your buyer, to be your client, or your tourist, or your guest, that you need to meet that. That is definition of market segmentation. It's not only recognition, it is to be delivered. Most markets are too large. Most markets are too large for an organization to provide all the products and services needed by all buyers in that market, which is very much practical. Yeah, for example, some group of passenger would say, we would like to have a Chinese food in, say, for example, in Prayagraj. Just an example. Of course, there would be some Chinese restaurant, but I'm giving you just an example. So Chinese group says, no, we would like to have Chinese food, authentic Chinese food, not the street Chinese food that we get, to be provided to us in, say, Shimla, example, or say, this is an example. So this is too large for catering, or rather, to meet all that requirement. Or Chinese could not be a good example. Let's talk about somebody asking some Lebanese food. Lebanese food to be provided in Vadodara, or Lebanese food to be provided in Uttarakhand. Not practical. The market demand is there, but it is too difficult, too large for any organization to provide all time. Could be done for a group, maybe for a day or two or a week, but not all the time. So this leads organization selecting target market whom they would like to address and necessarily promote their market segmentation accordingly. So for example, McDonald's, KFC, Pizza Hut, if they would have, I'm not sure, but if they have their outlets in Ayodhya or in Mount Abu, they may not be serving non-veg. They would have anything which is linked to vegetarian food. Because it's not, despite people would love to have or eat, but they will not, because this is too much. This is a place that has been declared without all these food. So what message I'm giving you is, it is too big a market or too large to meet to all segments. So that's why some say we are expert in handling women group. So they understand what women's requirement is, especially Western women group. There are quite a good number of Indian women traveling alone. I just mentioned in my previous slides. Big number of women groups are now going out of India, for reasons which are very simple to understand. The men folk don't get holidays along with their women folks. So they go on as a group. And why not? Facilities are available. You are ready to pay. All sort of guarantees, assurances, and destinations are known to you. It's not the old time like women were finding. Of course, they will definitely see how safe they are, but there are groups going out of India to different destinations around the world. One of such world travelers in big number, the country known to all of us in tourism industry, is Israeli women. They travel a lot as a group of women only. They travel all around. I've seen the group around the world, women only group. So, yes, these are all segmentation that need to be addressed, and accordingly, the supply chain, which means the hotel, airlines, and the tour operator, accordingly plan their products in accordance with the requirement of that specific market. And as I gave the example, like you cannot expect certain thing and to meet all the segment that won't, that is it. So, for example, a women group cannot look at going alone in certain part where women are not safe. Yes. Let's move further. People, why do we do segmentation? What are the advantage? So better place to spot and compare marketing opportunities. So the advantage of segmentation in turn is a result that you look at. If I address a specific segment, what we are supplying as a supply chain, and this is the best place to promote this type of segmentation. For example, heart patient, if you promote tourism, especially medical tourism, then Mumbai is a good place because we have the famous Asian Heart Hospital. And likewise, for cancer patient, we have got Jaslok, we have got Tata Cancer Hospital. But imagine the same clientele, if you are promoting somewhere where you don't have all this, they cannot promote their hospital on to address the segment who is looking for medical advisors and medical consultation and treatment. So this is the first advantage. Better place to spot and compare marketing opportunities. Cater to the specific need of the buyer. You have understood that certain buyers will be able to give it. So people coming to Mumbai can expect different type of foods, including at five-star hotel, four-star theme restaurant, and so on. So you have number of authentic Chinese restaurant in Mumbai, which are authentic Chinese. You have authentic Italian restaurant, in definitely in five-star or four-star hotel where they have theme restaurant. And definitely you have got different type of grill, different type of Mughlai food, etc., etc. You go down to Rajasthan, you have a huge number of Rajasthani vegetarian food, including the Rajasthan thali, which one thali costs something more than 2,500 rupees. Yes, plus taxes. So depending on the market segment, you have to identify, and then of course you need to offer this to specific clientele. Yeah. Then developing market campaign for special, and you develop in accordance with your market segmentation. So we come to understanding the generic classification of travel products, and we need to understand what we mean by this. So generic classification identifies and travel products are travel, inbound travel, and outbound travel. These are classified to pick up your market segmentation from here. So you pick up your from the classification of travel products in form of travel, in form of inbound travel, and in outbound travel. So there you classify your market segment, and in accordance, you serve them. Going further, travel inbound, then inbound has been divided into leisure traveler. You have got destination-based type of business, or referring to business trips. This is how inbound, which comes in from travel, people have picked up and come as an inbound travel. Then there are leisure traveler. Then there are people who have come here for business and people who have come here to, right. So that was inbound. Once again, I would read for you. Inbound travel, inbound travel, then leisure traveler, And Indian holiday trips, they come in and they would like to pick up only places which are suitable for Indian traveler. They would like to explore heritage sites in India. They would like to go down to different historical sites. They would like to see some of the unique places which are there, which they would have been planning to come in. Also, demand-based holiday trips. Now, this also can be termed as tailor-made itineraries. Somebody is specifically asking for a specific type of an itinerary, and for that, you need to offer a holiday trip. For example, a group of Israelis coming to Mumbai, coming to India and looking at synagogues in India, and the availability of presence of Jews in Mumbai. These are all specific demand-based itineraries. They don't want to go down to activities that a travel agent would like to promote to come to Mumbai. So they would possibly, this is what I think they would ask for, is the old synagogue in Kochi, the Jewish community staying in the Ratnagiri part of India, or the Jews who lived in India, Iraqi Jews who came and lived in Mumbai, and they lived here for over 150 to 200 years. There are a good number of synagogues in South Mumbai near Masjid Bandar Station. I would think that this is a demand-based holiday trip that they would plan. So this refers to all that. And then, of course, then another is a business trip, which is very common, going for some business activities, for incentive meetings, conferences, and events. This was with regard to inbound, where you have different type of classification. Now, another outbound we pick up. So in outbound, as a travel and further outbound travel, we understand that escorted group trips. What does that mean? A group has been designed to go down to Malaysia, to go down to Indonesia, and to Thailand, which has been taken as a group to go from Mumbai back to Mumbai, 40 people or 35 people going as an escorted group. So their entire itinerary is taken care by an escort. Mind, escort and the guide are two different characters. Escort is not responsible for guiding. Escort is responsible to take care of the group, that proper rooming has been given to them, their baggages have gone on a specific flight, if there is some shortfall, how to handle, how to shoot the problem, how troubleshooting can be done, etc., etc. That's an escort and not a tour guide. Then in outbound, people also go for personalized holiday trip, where address is totally on personalized holiday. Yeah, somebody designed certain thing, and that has been accordingly tailor-made and delivered to you. Then we do have the luxury and unique trip. People with money would love to go on a holiday, which is something totally unique or totally different than what generally people would take. And I know that luxury travel happened in a huge number. No. But they spend hugely onto that. For example, if they are staying, celebrities staying on a hotel room, they would take the whole floor that consists of 8 or 10 rooms. I'm talking of executive rooms on one particular floor. And that family is only with 2 people. So they don't want anybody to be coming on that floor. The whole floor has been occupied by them. The other rooms are just locked and nobody uses it. So that's a unique experience people would. They would love to go on a luxury where they would take facilities which are available for a luxury entertainment. Yes, there are clientele who pay for all this. People go down to Monaco where they're going yacht sailing, where there are no more than 2 to 3 people on a boat. They've gone together. You see, for example, I would quote here somebody from UK who was of a Pakistani origin, went down in to see the wreckage of the Titanic. There were only five people who went down, and their idea was to see the wreckage of Titanic 3 kilometers, 3,000 meters down on the seabed. Unfortunately, that submarine burst. They lost the contact of all the people who went down. That type of luxury travel, space travel, for example. Space travel is no more a fancy, no more a fantasy. It's not a dream. There are people who have taken up. If you have a spending capacity, yes. And then, of course, NRI holiday trips. This refers to non-resident Indian who have been living in Canada, who have been living in UAE, Saudi Arabia. They come with a specific plan to see their home country, India. They would like to explore here. And for them, different type of itineraries. Likewise, NRI also go from wherever they are staying. So NRI living in USA would take a trip to go to China. Or NRI living in Saudi Arabia would take a trip to go down to Europe. They arrive in some point in Europe, and then they are taken on a bus trip to explore into the Europe. These are another important travel segment which needs attention, and market segmentation would require specific marketing. I remember these NRI holidays offered by Lala Group or by Thomas Cook and Cox and King. They were offering these type of, even Kesari Holidays were doing this type of NRI holiday trips. So we continue methods. We continue to understand method used to segment market. How do we address the method, and what are the methods used to segment markets? Every segment of the market need to be addressed in accordance with that. And this is exactly what we are learning. First, the package tour. I gave quite a good example to you as to what package tour do. And this is India tour packages by duration. So this will tell you 1 week, 3 days, 5 days, 10 days, and what they offer. So this is how they address different segments of the market. This is a detailed write-up on that. These are two different examples given to you. One is for domestic, another one is for international. And you can read through exactly what they offer on domestic market and what they offer in international tours. Most important address is explain what you are offering in your package. What is including and what is not excluding, so that the consumer understand what would be available and what is not available. This is how the product offer should be made. The consumer, the traveler, should be very much clear in his or her mind as to what he or she will be getting in return.